This week on The Marquee, we hit the books with a literary drama. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Arum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In Wide Release this week, The Word, starring Bradley Cooper, Zoe Saldana, Olivia Wilde, Dennis Quaid, and the great Jeremy Irons. After years of struggling as a writer, Rory finally finds the success he's always dreamed of. Unfortunately, success comes at a high price when it comes to light that his novel isn't exactly his own work.
Also opening in Columbus, the Brits take on crude comedy in The Inbetweeners. This big-screen version of the popular British TV show follows four awkward 18-year-olds on a tropical vacation.
Searching for Sugar Man chronicles the efforts of two South African fans to find the fate of a nearly forgotten American artist simply known as Rodriguez. Totally unbeknownst to him, he was the voice of a generation during apartheid.
Opening at the Gateway, in the indie comedy General Education, Levi, played by Chris Sheffield, has earned a tennis scholarship to his dad's alma mater. What his parents don't know, however, is that Levi didn't actually graduate from high school. So he sets out to fix the problem and get his diploma without his parents finding out. It isn't an especially memorable film, but it's a cute teen comedy.
When his children begin worrying about his well-being, ex-jewel thief Frank Langella receives a robot and an aptly named Robot and Frank. He enlists his new robot as his new criminal accomplice as he hatches a daring plan to impress a woman.
The documentary You've Been Trumped follows the residents of the Scottish countryside where Donald Trump is working on his latest project, a massive billion-dollar golf resort. Director Anthony Baxter is no Morgan Spurlock, so while the topic is interesting, the film isn't exactly captivating.
Anthony Hopkins, Rachel Weisz, Jude Law, and Ben Foster star in 360. Interconnected storylines of love, sex, friendship, and betrayal tie the impressive cast together from the writer of The Queen and the director of City of God.
Well, for my pick this week, I'm going to choose The Words. As a former English major, I just can't resist a little literary drama.
As much as I hate not recommending a film co-starring Jeremy Irons, I'm going to recommend Robot and Frank. Frank Langella is an underutilized actor that you can always count on to deliver a wonderful performance.
Or if robots and writers aren't your thing, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Piranha Double D. This eagerly anticipated sequel to the award-worthy Piranha follows the bloodthirsty prehistoric beasts as they wreak havoc on a water park. Expect plenty of bikinis and blood.
The week of my fifth wedding anniversary coincides almost perfectly to the release of The 5-Year Engagement, starring Jason Segel and Emily Blunt. If you've ever moved for your significant other or asked them to move for you, you can probably find something to identify with in this rather charming rom-com.
Well, after enjoying a football game or two this weekend, you might want to check out Touchback, a football drama about a former high school player who gets a chance to go back and relive the game that changed his life forever. It's cliched and melodramatic, but it's a charming sports flick nonetheless.
I generally like Jason Statham films, but Safe falls short of being any good, or at the very least fun. Perhaps if you watch it in a Mystery Science Theater capacity, you could find some sort of entertainment value. But as a standalone film, it rarely elevates itself above a direct-to-DVD Steven Seagal film.
And finally this week, be sure to check out the latest creepy old favorites to make their way to Blu-ray, from thrillers like Airport and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, to the eerie comedy of Hocus Pocus and Mad Monster Party. But the biggest Blu-ray release this week is the 31-disc Harry Potter Wizards Collection, containing all 8 movies, along with bonus discs, books, and more. All this can be yours for around $500. Well, since that's a little excessive, though, I'll give my pick to Touchback. It isn't a great movie by any stretch of the imagination, but it's a quaint pick for football season viewing.
Since this week I'm visiting the wizarding world of Harry Potter, I will recommend the Harry Potter Wizards Collection, but only to those that haven't picked up the films individually. If you love collectible packaging or just have to have the new special features or just a lot of money to spare, then it's a good pickup. Otherwise, your money can be spent better elsewhere.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Underwater Adventures and The Undead. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
there are some things you can't share without ending up liking each other.